The Global Confederation of Catholic Aid and Development Agencies, Caritas Internationalis, concluded its General Assembly here in the Vatican at the weekend after an audience with Pope Benedict and the election of a new President and Secretary General. Honduran Cardinal Oscar Rodriguez Maradiaga of Tegucigalpa was chosen as the new Caritas President, while a Zimbabwean-born British woman, Leslie Ann Knight, was appointed as the first female Secretary General of the Confederation. Meeting with the more than 400 delegates from Caritas agencies in countries around the world on Friday, Pope Benedict endorsed their work of promoting integral human development and responding to the great challenges of the world today.
First of all, let me take this opportunity to thank you for the outstanding witness that your Confederation has given to the world. Ever since the founding of the first National Caritas in Germany, over a century ago. Since that time, there has been a great proliferation of organizations bearing the name on parish, diocesan, and national levels. These have been gathered through the initiative of the Holy See into the Confederation Caritas Internationalis, which today numbers more than 150 national organizations.
It was Benedict's predecessor, Pope John Paul II, who conferred special legal status on the Confederation as a mark of the Holy See's support for these charitable activities.
This status seals the organization's ecclesial membership, giving it a specific mission within the Church. It means that your Confederation does not simply work on behalf of the Church, but is truly a part of the Church, intimately engaged in the exchange of gifts that takes place on the many levels of ecclesial life.
Referring to his encyclical Deus Caritas Est, Pope Benedict noted that all charity work must be understood in the light of God's love for us.
The Caritas worker is called to bear witness to that love before the world. Christian charity exceeds our natural capacity for love. It is a theological virtue, as St. Paul teaches us in his famous hymn to charity. It therefore challenges the giver to situate humanitarian assistance in the context of a personal witness of faith, which then becomes a part of the gift offered to the poor. Only when charitable activity takes the form of Christ-like self-giving does it become a gesture truly worthy of the human person created in God's image and likeness.
While the Church must be committed to social justice and the promotion of human rights, the Pope said, such actions on their own are not sufficient to guarantee the happiness of the human person.
Her mission is to promote the integral development of the human person. For this reason, the great challenges facing the world at the present time, such as globalization, human rights abuses, unjust social structures, cannot be confronted and overcome unless attention is focused on the deepest needs of the human person. The promotion of human dignity, well-being, and in the final analysis, eternal salvation.
What are the most pressing challenges facing the Confederation today after its week-long meeting here in the Vatican? Not surprisingly, the new Secretary General, Leslie Ann Knight, sees gender equality as a key issue at the heart of many other peace and development challenges, as she told my colleague Alessandro Gisotti.
I clearly feel that gender issues are critical. That doesn't mean that there are other issues which aren't equally important. But whether we are looking at conflict situations or whether we're looking at the impact of HIV and AIDS, whether we're looking at health issues, education, social protection, whether we're looking at debt, trade or aid, these are all critical to eradicating poverty. Yet, in my opinion, there will be no long-lasting improvement in the lives of the really poor women, but as well men, without addressing the gender dimensions of each of those issues. So yes, gender is critical for me.
Can you give us a sense of the priorities for Caritas Internationalis outlined by the General Assembly?
First and foremost is our commitment to the poor, to eradicating poverty and social injustice, and the structures, really, of injustice which continue to perpetuate poverty, and to do that with and through the church and with our values and mission based on the social teachings of the church of love for our neighbor and for all humanity. I feel the Caritas Confederation is confident and strong enough in our Catholic identity and as a Catholic network to be able to reach out to all people and to all humanity. And in the light of that, we will continue to give a focus in all our work to peace building in conflict situations. We will continue to look at building across the world a network for peace. We will look at integrated and integral human development for the whole person, for their livelihoods, for health and for education. And above all, I feel the Caritas network, in situations of emergencies and disasters, we have a critical role to play in alleviating suffering. Critical to and a priority for us will be through the lens of poverty and trying to understand the impact on the poor will be our response to climate change, to environmental degradation, and to these huge challenges of global warming which are affecting us. And the Caritas network, as a global network, we have a huge potential and we are going to be able to be an effective force in ensuring that the poor are the ones from our developing countries in the south who are given the support that they need in this respect.
Make aid work. This is, we can say, a sort of a slogan of this General Assembly. This is also a sort of appeal to the G8.
Yes, we are calling on the G8 to be faithful to the promises that they made in terms of aid to the poor and in terms of their commitment both to ensuring that the international community takes on fully its responsibilities to climate change and to issues affecting us. And that is a very clear message from our Caritas Confederation. We will be there for the poor and we are challenging the G8 to keep to their commitment.
And finally, how important is for Caritas Internationalis the support of Pope Benedict?
This has been instrumental in the whole preparation of our General Assembly. And our Witnesses of Charity, Builders of Peace, which was the whole theme of this General Assembly, has been in response to the Pope's call to us based on his encyclical Deus Caritas Est to reach out to the poor, to continue the professionalization of our organizations, but at the same time to keep our hearts focused on the need for all humanity, for our compassion and for the love of Christ. And we thank Pope Benedict for his support on this and for his affirmation of the value and the place of the Caritas Confederation in the heart of the Church.
I am confident that the work of Caritas Internationalis is inspired by the principles that I have just outlined. Throughout the world, there are countless men and women whose hearts are filled with joy and gratitude for the service you render them. I wish to encourage each one of you to persevere in your special mission to spread the love of Christ, who come so that all may have life in abundance.
Pope Benedict XVI there addressing the Caritas Internationalis General Assembly. And earlier you heard the Confederation's new Secretary General, Leslie Ann Knight.